Dear friends, welcome to another edition of a favorite weekend character building show, Webetix. My name is Ajani Ahmed Olayawaju, the head of school's Talent Academy, British American Curriculum. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Iyesom Wike, the initiator of Webetix.
Greetings to our amiable people of River State and welcome to another episode of Webetix on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that the purpose of life is to live a life of purpose. This episode is titled Purposeful Living. Living a life of purpose can motivate you to get up in the morning and put your full energy into your day. Having purpose in your life can help you feel as though your routines and habits are meaningful and important to you and those around you. You can live your life of purpose by following your passions and by setting goals. You may also find purpose in life by giving back to others and by living a more balanced life where you appreciate what you have and savor every moment of your day. Steps in living a life of purpose include, firstly, identifying your passions. A big part of living a life of purpose is having passions and living them. Start by thinking about what you are passionate about. Write down your passions, being as descriptive as possible. Ask yourself, what do I love to do? What makes me happy? Identifying your passions will help you realize what is important to you in life. For example, you may be passionate about providing for your family, being an avid reader, or owning a home of your own. After you have identified your passions, speak them out loud every day to remind yourself. Secondly, integrate your passions into your everyday life. Take your passions and put them into action. Try to integrate them into your everyday life, even if it is just in small ways. Put more of your passion into bonding with your family as you realize you are passionate about having strong connections with your family members. Or set aside more time to do hobbies you are passionate about, such as painting, singing, reading, or writing. Thirdly, set goals and work to achieve them. Having goals in your life can also help you feel you are living a purposeful life. Set clear goals around your passion and work to achieve them so you can feel you are accomplishing what you want in life. Write down your goals and post them somewhere you can see them. Refer to them often and check them off as you achieve them. This can help you feel you are living with purpose and motivate you to embrace every day as another opportunity to achieve your goals. There are so many strategies to living a purposeful life, and these we shall now hear from our guest speaker. He is Mr. Ajani Ahmed Olarinwaju, an accomplished school teacher and administrator. He will be sharing his insights on the subject. Please enjoy the episode and do well to put the lessons learned to good use. A distinguished people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Webetix on Radio, and I'll be speaking on purposeful living. And my name is Ajani Ahmed Olayawaju once again. I'm your host for today. Now, when you're talking about purposeful living, it's a life of serving and giving. However, in order to serve and give meaningfully, you must yourself be of sound body, mind, and spirit. Truthful living sets you free. Giving brings happiness and fulfillment. There's a small adage I usually share with my students: the hand that giveth is always on top. Now, when you link this topic, purposeful living, to this small phrase, hand that giveth is always on top, it gives us a more direction or more focus on how to live our life. Now, how do we live a reasonable, purposeful living? There's an acronym I designed that I use in my school with my staff. We call it RIPE, R-I-P-E. The alphabet R, right, means respect. The I of the RIPE means integrity. The P, passion. And the E means excellence. To live a meaningful life, we must able to harmonize and inculcate this acronym, RIPE, to our lifestyle. Just like a lasting building, in a physical structure generally is held by pillars. Without pillars, there is no structure. Without some principle on how to live your life, without coming out with principle on how to operate, living meaningfully in life is not achievable. Now let me go back on my RIPE. Like I said, R means respect, I means integrity, P means passion, and E means excellence. Now, I'm going to start from respect. According to Merriam-Webster, is a feeling or understanding that someone or something important, serious, etc., and should be treated an appropriate way. Every youth out there living currently must respect one another regardless of the differences in social status. It encourages commitment, quality services, high level professionalism, and productivity. Do not move out of the arena of respect, because it spurs happiness and is a key to survival. Respect goes a long way. The fact that we are all Africans, which we value so much, respect can take you anywhere. Like the Bible said, hallelujah, move the wall of Jericho. Respect can take you more than the wall of Jericho. How do you respect? It's not only by greeting, it's not only by prostrating, it's not only by saying yes sir, yes sir. Respect by listening. Show concern. Listening is one way you show respect to one another, which means you make the person worthy, you make the person important. You show concern, empathy. These are where you respect. It's not just by greeting alone. When you inculcate this habit of respecting one another, it takes you a long way. Who knows where you're going to be tomorrow? Please, to live a purposeful life, we need to start incorporating this habit of respecting one another. Be kind to each other is also an act of respecting. So that is what I have to say about respecting another. The second alphabet, I. I stand for integrity. What is integrity? Integrity is a strict adherence to moral ethic code. It is an unwavering moral soundness which superimposes honesty. Integrity fosters trust in any relationship in our lives. Anyone who keeps his word can be trusted with anything. If you agree with me, integrity goes a long way in living a purposeful life. When integrity is there, heaven will move because of you. I'm calling on all the youths out there. This is a key principle that we must start practicing. Integrity. Without integrity, you may think you are moving forward, but you are constant. Nothing will ever be positive in your life. Integrity is kind of proportional to your success. Look at Bill Gates, for example, one of the richest men in the world. What brings him to that position right now is because of integrity. From what we see in news and what we read every day, it's true. He has given out like 96% or 98% of his wealth to Child Foundation. Integrity goes a long way. The next alphabet on my right is passion. Passion is synonymous to favor or determination. It is the fuel that keeps you doing what you do without monetary gain. There is a close relationship between integrity and passion, as the latter enforces the former. The energy in passion is great and pure. It is the energy that sustains during the journey of life regardless of the obstacle. Passion comes naturally. Whatever you know how to do, you should build your goals toward what you do best. Don't force anything on yourself because your colleagues are doing well on all those areas you want to tilt toward that area. Passion is natural. You need to discover what you know how to do best and put all your energy in it. And if I'm going to also relate passion, I can also relate passion to dying for what you believe in. Example is the passion of Christ. He died for the cause he believed in. So I will also advise you to follow that. I'm not saying you should go and commit crime or kill yourself. What I mean is put all your positive energy in building in your goals. Put your positive energy in building in your talent. Everybody is not born for a white collar job. We can't have this mentality. I must be a banker. If all of us turn to bankers suddenly, who is going to farm for us? Who will bring those beans and rice, the turkey? I'm urging all the youth right now. Discover yourself, put energy in what you believe in, and the sky is just the beginning. At this point, I'm going to go on a short break. I'll be back soon.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
You're sounding an alarm. You're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong. We've come this far. Why do you want to set the state on fire? You think you are clever, cursing one another won't get us anywhere. Better be a builder, not a destroyer. Think it over today. So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, once again, this is Revertics on Radio. Like I was explaining earlier, on purposeful living. Once again, if you are joining us, so far we're talking about the RIPE, an acronym for purposeful living. R stands for respect, I integrity, and P stands for passion. The last one on this is the letter E, excellence. Excellence is a state of possessing high quality in an eminent degree when the aforementioned three other core values are in place. That is respect, integrity, and passion. Excellence is the result, which we are all experiencing right now in River State. If you're going to agree with me, the river of then and now are two different things, because our excellency and the initiator of River Ethics, which you agree with me, has this core value in our lifestyle, which is helping our growth exponentially. We must move beyond seeking money, as it is a consequence of providing high quality services. Our culture in River State must be reinstated in every gathering, small or great. We must always propel ourselves to excel in whatever we are doing. And to get to this destination, to live a meaningful life or a purposeful life, we must start thinking about right, respect, integrity, passion, and excellence. Now let's see another dimension of purposeful, meaningful life. I'd like to share 9 things to start doing to live a purposeful life. Number one, create a compelling future. How do you want your life to look like 3 years from now? How are you spending your days? Where are you living? What people are you spending time with? 2 great ways to get clearer on what you desire for your future is to write and meditate. Simply ask yourself, how does my ideal life look like 3 years from now? If you are listening to me on Write, this is attached to your passion. Your passion in what you are doing is there. Whatever you are doing, either you are working for yourself or working for the government or working for 1 or 2 causes, without that passion, you cannot achieve a meaningful life. So passion and creating a compelling future depend on each other. Please take note. Number 2, know your whys. What is the purpose of everything you do? Do you have one or several whys connecting it? If the answer is no, you won't feel connected to purpose. Remember passion. Remember the word passion. Kids know this inherently. They always ask why to everything. Why should I clean my room? Why should I finish my dinner? Because let's face it, if there's no great purpose to what we are doing, why even bother? That goes a long way. Look at your schedule and what you are going to do. Do you know your why for them? If yes, then keep going. Put more energy. Create a passion for it. If not, then start questioning if that is even something you should spend your time on. The passion still attached to this. Number 3, find your mission for your purposeful life. My mission is to help 50,000 people to find work they love. I have made that my mission because I know the pain, stress, and frustration that come with not knowing your direction in life. Personally, my own mission is to create enabling environment for students to study and have meaningful impact in their lives. That is my own mission, to set records straight, to bring Nigeria back to where they belong, which I've started doing. If you are familiar with social media, by now you should know that Starlet Academy produced a perfect score 1600 in SAT 2019. That is my mission. Know your mission, your purpose of living. Number 4, act today, not tomorrow. Procrastination. Act today, not tomorrow. I used to wait for a better moment for some day in the future when everything will magically fall into place. Then I'll be ready to take action. But that day never came until I made the decision for it to come. You must act. Don't wait till tomorrow. You'll die waiting. Whatever decision you took or you make, act immediately. Don't wait till tomorrow. Stop waiting for better time. There's no better time or circumstances. Things will never be ideal. You always be able to point at something to say, that is why I never did it. Stop that. It's too negative. Put it to action. Do it now. Act now. Number 5, take baby steps forward. Call if you prefer. If there's no car to take you or prepare you to your destination, look for a bike. If there's no bike, look for a bicycle. If there's no bicycle, crawl. If you can't crawl, trek. When we decide to do something, whether that is to start exercising, eating healthier, or creating a more purposeful life, we have a tendency to get a bit too excited. Let me explain something. At first, our goals thrill us. That is also when we start being overly ambitious about what we can accomplish. Then, when we are having a bad day, our plan can feel rather overwhelming. What most people do then is to quit. The idea is not to run a sprint, but a marathon. to focus on consistency instead of intensity. Take a baby step forward that you know you can keep. Better to beat your target than to fall before the finish line. Passion. Passion. Number 6, focus on one thing at a time. We all have 24 hours per day, yet some people seem to accomplish great things, while others are scattered and do a little bit here and there. A key component to creating a purposeful life is focus. Rather than trying to do it all, become aware of your limitation. Do one thing at a time and dedicate time, energy, commitment to it. Once you feel stable in that area, move on to another one. Number 7, say no a lot. Say no, in quotes, no, N-O, a lot. Justin Mox did a great TED talk about her ex-husband, Elon Mox, and his rise to the top. What she noticed was that she said no a lot. He was so clear on his deep yes that he declined everything that did not support his vision. Remember, everything you say yes to also means saying no to something else. Be conscious of your time and how you use it. To create a purposeful life, you need to fill it with things that bring purpose and meaning. And in that process, you need to say no things that are not aligned with your principle. Stand on your ground. Stand on your feet. Remember, your word is your bond. When you say yes to things you think you cannot cope with, integrity is at stake. Number 8, look at obstacles as signs. Look at obstacles as what? Sign. Obstacle can show up in the form of beliefs, people, or situations. Some see obstacle as a stop sign, as a proof that what they were planning to do is not working. Trust that life always is guiding you in the right direction. In that process, it's also showing you what needs tweaking, change, or a new perspective. In short, what looked like an obstacle is simply guidance of where you need to go and develop. So instead of seeing things that you hinder you as blockage, see them as your guidance. Ask yourself, what the lesson for me here? See them as message to you from life, and then show up for the lesson. Obstacle is never negative. To me, obstacle is just like a Google map leading you somewhere. Obstacle is just trying to want you to discover yourself on time. Number 9, consume uplifting content. We are the texts we read, the movies we watch, the podcasts we listen to, the conversation we have, and the people we spend time with. Those things determine how we perceive the world. If you constantly consume negative and fear-based content, then that is likely how you are doing to experience this world. The same goes for uplifting, inspiring, and opportunity-based content. Your mind will believe whatever you tell it. Feed it wisely. This makes for a more purposeful life. Let's go for a short break.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother. Let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place. It's you today. It may be him tomorrow. So make a change for better, not not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
If you're just tuning in, this is With Ethics on Radio. My name is Ajani Ahmed. We've been on the topic purposeful living for some minutes. We've basically defined purposeful living, how it can affect our life positively. And I gave you some tips on how to live a purposeful life by talking about acronym called RIPE: respect, integrity, passion, and excellence. And the 9 major tips on how to live a purposeful life. Please be guided with these principles. If this principle is put into action, I bet you the sky is just the beginning. Thank you once again.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school, or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @ReefEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.